Bonjour, I am Sandrine, your host for this podcast. Together, we will learn about the infinite quantum and galactic realms so we can embody more of our multidimensionality and accelerate our ascension.
Hello and bonjour, my name is Sandrine. I am an ascension and mission mentor. I founded Fractal Alchemy, a 5D quantum university, and I am also a trance channel. In this video, in this transmission today, I'm super happy to share with you two different exercises that you can do individually each or that you can combine and that will help you stay fully soul aligned and to reclaim your soul alignment, to also understand who you are as a unique soul in this current reality, 3D, 4D, 5D frequencies. These soul's anchors are some of the foundations that I always teach my students, and I have felt a strong calling to share it with you all freely because really I find that it's extremely helpful to help us find more inner peace and know more who we are so we can start trusting our intuition, inner voice, and also life itself much more easily. So grab a pen and paper, because for this transmission, I will ask you to do some exercises. You will be able to press pause to do the exercise before I share the next stage. So to start with, the soul's anchors are here to help us remember who we are. So when we are a little bit shaken up, when we are very judgmental, or we find ourselves being in a victim place, when we feel sorry for our lives, we feel very worried about what's going on in the world, we can't trust ourselves, we can't trust society, we can't trust the government, we can't trust anything any longer, and we find ourselves basically being fearful, being scared of the future, not really knowing what's going to happen. And no matter what we do, it's challenging to get back into present and trust and inner peace. So when we have these soul's anchors very clearly present in our consciousness, we can even write them down, put post-its around the house. We can even send ourselves reminders on our phone. We can write it as an email and send it to ourselves. Basically, we can put it pretty much everywhere when we can visually see it and also record it on our phone to listen to these soul's anchors in the morning and the evening as we first wake up and as we fall asleep. Therefore, it allows us to be like straight away back into our vortex. And therefore, as we are back into our vortex, we are back into trust. We are back into inner peace. And we are back into knowing who we are and that everything is going to be okay. Because when we experience a lot of fear, it means that we direct our attention externally and it creates this cycle of basically becoming more and more and more fearful. And when we are very fearful, it's a very strong indication that we are not soul aligned. When we also judge others and judge what is happening in the matrix, and when we are like really victim of the matrix, it's a very strong sign that we are not soul aligned. So I'm super happy to share this with you as it is a potent and easy exercise. Okay, so I would love for you to first write down on a piece of paper all your qualities. And here, please don't be shy. Don't think you're going to have a big ego if you say that you are generous, that you are kind, that you are loving, and so on. No, really go for it, right? Dissolve this false humility now by reclaiming your qualities. When we reclaim our qualities consciously, it means that we are aligning to the soul's qualities that are present inside of ourselves and that are simply manifesting through our higher ego. So like having a sense of humor, caring for other people. When we realize that, doesn't mean that we have a big ego, for goodness sake. It simply means that we realize our qualities and we can realize that we have these qualities with humility. Okay? So do this now. Write on a piece of paper all of your qualities. And here I'm expecting for you to write at least 15 to 20 qualities. Okay, so now press pause and do this exercise, please. Now you are going to write about the way people feel around you when you are really yourself, you know, when you know like you're in a really good place and people come and hang out with you, it can be friends, your partner, your kids or family members or colleagues, anyone. How do people feel when they are around you? Do they feel uplifted? Do they feel inspired, energized? Do they feel really listened to because you really listen to people? Do they feel loved, nurtured, looked after? Really think about the way people feel when they are around you. And again, please, no false humility here. We simply objectively from our heart put down on paper and consciously realize all the qualities that we have that allow other people that come in our field to feel a certain way, in a good way, uplifted and happy. So please write this down now. And again, I would love to see at least 15 to 20 qualities written on this piece of paper. So you can press pause and do this exercise. Now, you have these two different sections in this exercise, right? Your own qualities and the way people feel around you when they are in your field, in your vortex. Now, this is what you're going to do. You can do this now. I'm just going to share a little bit how it works. Then you can press pause and then you can say it. And please share this out loud. Even record it on your phone as a voice memo, because everything that you share out loud has much more power to change the frequencies of your inner being. Because when you share sound frequency, literally out loud, sharing all of these qualities, you hear yourself, but you also use your throat chakra to switch the vibration of your atoms. And your atoms are going to vibrate at a much higher level because, yay, finally, I'm receiving all of these amazing, amazing qualities, all of this love from myself, for myself. Fuck yeah. And you're going to feel that it is supercharging you, supercharging your atoms, your body, and your energetic field all around you. So here is what you're going to do. For example, you're going to say, I say this for myself, you're going to say it for yourself. Sandrine, you are such a kind person and so generous. You always try to give gift to, you know, potential students, to people who ask for help. You're so kind and generous that you always think about other people's happiness. You're also very, very gentle. You have really grown into understanding more what compassion truly means. And therefore, when people are around you, when they come in your field, they feel that they are safe to share their story. They feel that they are safe to learn with you. And they feel that they are also uplifted because you are so intuitive that when people come in your field, all of a sudden, they have this huge boost of intuition and psychic ability so they can understand their own soul. Because you have a high level of integrity and respect and honor, you always make sure that when people come around you, they don't create these dependent hooks of thinking that you are better than them. Because you have a lot of integrity, you can show them that you are simply reflecting who they are already, that they are divine beings, that they are magnificent being. And this is why you can see that you are generous and humble, because the way you share shows that other people can also rise up in their own sovereign power, into trusting their own intuition, their own courage, their own dynamics. So Sandrine, you are freaking amazing. I love you dearly and I'm there for you always. Okay, so that would be kind of the rant that I would share to myself these days. And at times when I say that like this, it's like, oh, you know, it's kind of like, it's a little bit bratty, maybe it's a little bit too much, but I simply observe my mind saying that. And it's kind of like, there's this beautiful understanding that I'm sharing an aspect of the truth of my own soul's anchors, you know, as I evolve into the human that I am more and more. And that therefore that these soul's anchors, as I say them out loud, it activates quantum resonance. I remember who I am. I remember that my soul is that and that my human is simply aligning to that. So we help our human to align to our soul by speaking the soul's anchors out loud over and over again. At times, when I share that, I literally feel like I want to cry. It's like my inner child inside me is so freaking happy. It's like I'm seeing myself for the very first time again. I'm really have so much love and compassion for myself. And it's kind of like this beautiful union, unity consciousness, reunion with the self that is merging in me, that is really starting to blossom. So when I feel triggered, when I feel all over the place, when I kind of wonder, what? What's going on? Who am I? What am I supposed to be doing? I go back to this very basic exercise and I just say it and I write it and I listen to voice memos and I do that over and over again until basically it's like the penny lands. Oh, I am that. So everything else that I was thinking about, that I'm not good enough, I'm too much, blah, blah, blah. None of that is actually real because none of that makes me vibrate the way I vibrate when I share my soul's anchors. So that is the first exercise. So now you can press pause and say it out loud to yourself. And then as I finish this transmission, I would love to offer the possibility to add a little practice that I have used as part of my yoga practice. And it's to listen to the nada sound. Nada is the sound of your inner being. It is the sound of the universe that resides within you and all around you. And it's interesting because as I've been practicing that again after not doing it for a very long time, I remember that as a child, I would do that so often. And it was instant like remembrance that as a child, I knew that way I was connecting to my inner being. And literally, I can see myself just doing that over and over again. And it's very simple. You're going to take your index finger and then fold your other three fingers and then place your thumb on top of it. So if you're on camera, you can see it. But I've got my three fingers folded, thumb on top, and then index finger pointed. And then I simply place my index fingers in my ears. So I close my ears and I kind of lift my elbows so they are more or less shoulder height or just a little bit lower than the chandelier. So this is a little bit of a gap in the armpits. This is just to allow the energy to flow. And so I close my ears like that. I close my eyes and I listen to the sound of my inner being. This is absolutely fascinating because the more you do that and the more attuned you will be to listening to your own frequency. And it's like all of these different vibrations. So it's like this very low humming, like the humming of the bees. Or it's like really the sound of the universe. But there's also some more high-pitched sounds, like, which is other spectrum of frequencies. And so when you close your ears like that, you go fully into yourself and then you just breathe and you stay there. So I would love to encourage you to do that. You do the nada sound. You listen to your nada sound by closing your ears and then you breathe into that. And then after a while, when you feel like very connected and relaxed, then share out loud, still with your ears closed, your soul's anchors. So basically, you will hear the frequency of your own voice in a very different way. And you're going to record yourself so much more easily and powerfully by doing this that way, with your ears closed. And you can do one without the other, you know, it's also very potent. But like bringing them together, it's amazing. So I love sharing tips and tricks like that. And I always do that a lot with my students at the university. And also I do it with my tribe. I have this private Facebook group that's called the Neo Human Tribe. And I don't know if you have joined, but if you'd like to join, I would love to have you there. I share like little videos and sometimes articles and stuff like that. So it can be quite interesting to meet like-minded people on that platform. Also, I thank you for your follow. I thank you for your love. Please like and share this video or this episode with your tribe and share a few words in the comments. I love reading on how you receive this transmission. I love you dearly and I am dear for you. Remember that we are rising together as one human race, and I am there for you, always holding the light and showing a way to find more sovereign connection with the self. So you can also now 100% that you are carrying the same light as I carry myself. I love you and I will see you in another episode. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, you will love Fractal Alchemy 5D Quantum University. Please visit my website sandrines.com for more information.